This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I gotta tell you that I love you, Allah.
In the name of Allah, peace and blessings be upon the Prophet Muhammad. Dear sisters, after 11 years of being a Muslim, I can now vouch absolutely certainly that this is a tricky path. It is not easy coming from a non-Muslim background into a faith that is beautiful, yes, but has many expectations on it. And a community that is incredibly generous, but doesn't understand who we are and where we've come from. And so there can be that disconnect. There are times when it's a very, very lonely path. And there are times as well when Shaitan comes to us and gives us doubts because of perhaps of our isolation or we've lost friends. And then we go down a rabbit hole of, should I have done this? That can happen too. That's why I'm really, really happy to say I am starting a series of videos with this one. This is the introduction. I'm in a bit of a funny mood because I did loads of outtakes. The cat went mad and my husband was shouting at somebody on the phone. And so, real life. I'm going to be speaking to you and with you about the realities of life as a new Muslim. The good, the bad, the beautiful, and yeah, the really challenging. I'm talking about the gritty, practical, day-to-day stuff that only those of us who have been blessed with coming to Islam from an external community can really get to grips with and understand. More sound effects in the background, that's fine, alhamdulillah. And our life is changed forever by the Shahada. Thanks be to Allah that we're here. At the same time, all the stuff of real life, all the difficulties, all the COVID, all the divorces, they're there as well. And how do we navigate those without a community or perhaps challenged by a new community and in need of understanding? Then there are the changes that we make to ourselves. And these can happen gradually, which is the best way, or they can happen really rapidly. I remember throwing out all of my clothes in the first 2 months I became Muslim. Everything was red, everything was haram, even my long black skirts, they weren't long enough. I didn't know that you could just put a shirt underneath or put a jacket over them. Even my daughters were going, "Mommy, don't throw that away." And I'm like, "I'll never wear it again, ever." And I went full throttle into the abaya. Don't get me wrong, I love a good abaya and they're still a big part of my wardrobe. But I also remember meeting Auntie Batul, and if you don't know her, I hope you meet her. She's in the UK and she's a great advisor. I'm sure I'll be getting her on these videos and into this series as well, inshallah. And she looked at me and there I was in an abaya that probably didn't fit very well because I didn't understand, and you know, who knows what shoes I was wearing. And she said in a very jokey way, "Do you know what, Lauren, I remember, it's not easy coming to Islam, I remember when I first came, I spent a couple of years looking like I'd rummaged through Aladdin's dressing up box." And I kind of thought, she definitely didn't say, like you, she didn't say to you as well as you, but it was a really cute reminder to look at what it really means to be Muslim, not just the externals. So that's what this series is all about, alhamdulillah, sharing some really, really important tips, ideas and thoughts with you, and some truths and some learning and some hard-won lessons include Christmas with relatives. Do you sit there? Do you have halal turkey? What do you do when mum hits the old Baileys a bit? Okay, plenty of people who are Muslim wouldn't even know about mums and Baileys at Christmas, but perhaps you know, or you have an equivalent from whichever community you're from. Should I marry right away? Yeah, that's a great idea. Marry some guy who's thrown at you down the local mosque who nobody else's family would have anything to do with. That's going to work out. Always does, right? And a really big question. Is my culture completely wrong? Is everything I do say or think haram? A little note for today, for this introductory video, to you and to me. Islam did not arrive on the community overnight. It was a message given gently and slowly over 23 years. Now, you and I, we may not live another 23 years, but the fact that Allah Ta'ala chose it to come down slowly and bit by bit, preparing the pillars of practice and the iman in the heart, shows us that don't worry if you feel you're getting it wrong so far, as long as we're still on the path. Let's go on this path together, inshallah. It's not enough to just watch videos or for me to just make videos. I know from my time of loneliness, which has come and gone through divorces, marriages, kids, no kids, legal issues, you name it. As new Muslims, as human beings, we have these tests and trials, right? I was inspired by videos and what other Muslims were saying, but then I thought, well, who do I go to now? So by the grace of Allah, Salam Initiative have created a platform for us. And twice a month, we are going to be having a private Zoom meeting place for new sisters. I'll be hosting it, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. And it's going to be a wonderful way to create a community where we can share our thoughts, our struggles, with honesty and openness, looking for the most beautiful, prophetic, useful and realistic answers to those issues. I'm going to be joined by some sisters who are much more learned than me, alhamdulillah, to make sure we're guided on the way as we go along. And we really want to build this community for you and for me. So jump on board. Let's meet twice a month. It's easy to join, sisters. Just sign up below, follow the link. And then there'll be a first video, and then a few days after that, we're going to have our Zoom meeting on a Saturday evening, so make some space available, inshallah. And then there'll be the next video, and then a week after that, a Saturday meeting. So there'll always be something going on that we can learn from and share with each other. So we're going to be in constant contact, inshallah. Allah's Messenger said that the best amongst us are those in good manners and good conduct. And that's really what we want to be implementing in our life, to know how to do that, to help resolve our issues, to take us forward with growth, with meaning, never to leave the deen, not to slide back, but to be progressively understanding more, to be useful to our families, to our communities, to our souls, which are one day going to stand before Allah Ta'ala. I look forward to meeting you all very, very soon, inshallah.